Village Kids Advent Podcast 2022. The Adventure of Christmas.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today is December 14th, and we have a pretty fun topic that we're talking about today. I have a special guest interviewer with me today, and he is going to be telling us some important information about some of our favorite characters that we have found in our adventure so far. So, Mr. Interviewer, will you please introduce yourself? What is your first name?
William.
What do we call you, though?
Bentley.
Bentley, yes. And so, Mr. William Bentley, tell me a little bit about what is our topic? What are we talking about today? Who are we talking about?
The shepherds.
That's right, the shepherds. And I do like the shepherds. I think they're kind of like a motley crew, but we're going to talk more about them in a moment. First, before we talk more about the shepherds, I just want to kind of get to know you. You've investigated all this information, so let's investigate you a little bit. What are you most looking forward to about Christmas this year?
Cooking with my family.
Ooh, what do you like to cook?
Cookies.
Cookies? What kind of cookies?
Christmas cookies.
I know, but like what flavor? Like sugar cookies or like chocolate chip or like you mean the ones
sugar
like the,
cookies.
Like with the frosting and sprinkles? Yeah, I could see that being right up your alley. If you had to eat one color sprinkle forever, what color sprinkle would you pick?
Blue.
What? I didn't think you were going to say that. Blue. All right. All right. And do you like the sprinkles that are like chunky, like in little lines, or do you like the ones that are like colored sugar better?
Colored sugar.
Okay. Yep. I can see where this is going. This is right up his mom's favorite answer path. All the sugar that is full of color. Okay. So Bentley, you and I, we've gotten to be in a couple adventures together over life here, but I want to hear about what is your favorite adventure that you have been on?
Family camp.
Okay. And what do you like about family camp? Like, was there a certain adventure that you remember at family camp that you're like, that was a good one?
I forgot what it's called, but it's very steep.
It's very steep? Is it at camp? Did we hike up at it?
We go all the time, every year.
Ooh, and it's very steep. Is it hiking then? Yeah. So do you like being outdoors and you like hiking? And you like the steep stuff. Do you like the dangerous stuff? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah.
If you could have just seen Bentley's eyes light up, you'd know that I was right on track. He likes the dangerous stuff. Okay, so what do you like most about going on adventures?
The hills.
The hills? So do you like challenges?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Oh, his eyes lit up again. Okay. What do you like least about going on adventures?
The ones that you die.
Okay. Yep, that would be a bummer. It would be a bummer to die on adventures, yeah. Is it anything on adventures ever make you want to complain?
Yeah, long ones.
Long ones? What is it about the length that you're like, oh my goodness, like what did you run out of? Like what happens in your heart where you're like, oh, this is getting exhausting? Out of energy.
Yeah, you're just like hungry. Coming out of energy. You're hungry.
Oh yeah, his eyes lit up again. Hungry. Yep. So I think it's interesting because here we are, we're kind of like in the middle of our Christmas adventure when our audience is listening to this. And you can imagine, even though the shepherds are just being brought into this adventure, it's kind of like getting to this moment, right, where it's actually going to kind of like begin to ramp up. Like, oh my goodness, the shepherds have seen what's going on. Let's see what happens now. But sometimes in adventures, you're right, it can get like a little long, get hungry, and adventures can get kind of hard after a while. Right? Even if we like going on adventures. So sometimes I wonder as we think about some of these characters, if like particularly Mary and Joseph, like if there was ever days when they were like, this is long and this is hard. Because it sounds like you've had some hard adventures before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you usually grateful that you've done hard adventures after a while? Or do you ever get home and you're like, I hope we never do that again?
I like the adventures.
Yeah, you do, don't you? That's true. Bentley, can you tell me a little bit about, we're talking about the shepherds, but like, where are we going today on our adventure? Who are we talking about?
Bethlehem.
Okay. And who was sitting in Bethlehem?
The shepherds.
Yep. And who came to the shepherds?
The angel.
Yep. And what did the angels tell the shepherds?
Fear not.
Mm-hmm. And
I bring you great joy.
That's right. So they're like, guys, I know you're going to be a little nervous when you see us appearing in the sky. What do you think it would feel like for you if, like, all of a sudden you're, like, out at night on an adventure and all of a sudden the sky was just full of, like, bright angels? Yeah. That was a good face. You're like, ooh, wow, yeah. What do you think that would feel like?
Like, scary.
Right? Can you imagine? You'd be like, oh, are you coming to kill me? Are you coming to, did I do something wrong? Like, what do you think you'd be thinking?
Like, God's about to just, like, boom.
Right, boom. Right, that's exactly. When we don't have words, we boom, drop the mic. He's about to boom. And so you can understand why the angels open up and they're like, hey, 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 fear not. Do you think that that would make you fear not? Do you think if they said that, you'd be like, oh, okay, it's all, everything's fine?
No.
Yeah, I don't think I could do that. I'd be like, okay, are you sure? Because this is still a little intimidating, right? And so when we're thinking about this, what would be good news bringing joy to everyone who lives on our road? You see these angels appearing. What do you think they'd be good news? Like, what would be good news if you went and told to everyone, like, in your neighborhood? You're like, hey, guys, here's some good news. What kind of good news do you think you would have to tell people?
You lost a tooth.
Oh, yes, that's good news. You're like, I'm growing up. I lost a tooth. And what is a good thing about losing a tooth?
You get money.
That's right. So you're like, this is a surefire coupon, right? Mm-hmm. That I'm going to be bringing in some big bucks. So today we are finding out what would be good news that would bring joy to all the people, right? So whatever it is that the angels came to tell the shepherds, they're like, this is going to bring joy to everyone who's going to hear this from here on out, right? Whether or not you losing a tooth would bring joy to all people, that's up for debate, right? But whatever the angels had to say, they're like, this is going to be good. And so we're in the Bible. Jesus is born in Bethlehem. He's laid in an animal's feeding trough, right? Like, ew. But meanwhile, on the hills, in the darkness, outside of Bethlehem, we're looking for what the angels have to say and who they say the baby is. So I'm going to have you read a scripture passage. And I just want our listeners to be thinking, who do the angels say that this baby is? Let's listen.
That night, some shepherds were in the field, nearby watching their sheep. An angel of the Lord stood before them. The glory of the Lord was shining around them, and suddenly they became very frightened. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, because I bring you some good news. It will be a joy to all the people today. Your Savior was born in David's town. He is Christ the Lord. This is how you will know him. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in the feeding box." Luke 2 verses 8 through 12.
What do you think the shepherds felt when the angels were like, hey, here's, you're going to go find your Savior? He's going to be the one in the feeding box, the animals, like, eating area.
I would feel like, where am I going?
Yeah, like, you're like, and that's what I'm looking for? That's what's going on? But who do the angels say that the baby is?
Jesus.
Yep, they say it's Jesus. But they say your Savior was born, right? And so they're telling the shepherds, ultimately, they're like, hey, the one you've been waiting for, the one you've been expecting, he's here now. He's your Savior. He's come to save you. And he's over there. So do you ever, like, watch the news?
No.
Me neither. It's too hard sometimes. But one of the reasons we probably don't is because we're like, there's not much good news on the news, right? And so sometimes it's hard to catch good news and be able to be like, hey, what are some good things that are going on in our world? Because a lot of people are just very captivated by the bad things. And the fear can kind of be overwhelming. But here, the angels are saying, we have good news that's for everyone. What are the angels talking about? What are they talking about when they're saying we have this good news that's going to be for everyone? It's going to bring joy to everyone.
You're like freaked out.
Okay. Why?
Because they're... angels just came up to you.
Right. So yeah, that's how you're feeling for sure. You're like, oh, well, I'm still having a hard time getting over the fact that there's an angel talking to me. But the angels are like, what we're telling you right now, this is good news, because they're telling them about Jesus, right? That the Savior that they've been, like, wanting to have, and they've been, like, feeling the need for, they're like, he came and he's over there. And so why is it good news for all the people that are going to hear the story, even like you and me? Why is it good news for you and me when we're reading the pages of scripture that Jesus came?
Because he's Christ.
And why did we need a Christ? Why did we need a savior?
So he could die for our sins.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Because are you a sinner?
Yes.
And am I a sinner?
Yes.
Yes. And we're all sinners, right? And so we all find ourselves in this place where we're like, you know what I need? I need someone who is going to help me out of this sin. I think about myself. I'm prideful. I'm frustrated. I'm irritable. I don't know. What are some things that you feel like sometimes you need a savior for?
Fear.
Fear. Yeah. Do you feel like fear sometimes comes into your story a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so sometimes the fear can try to keep us from going on new adventures. The fear can try to keep us from all sorts of things, right? What are some of the things that fear tries to keep you from, or it kind of takes away from you?
Sneaking cookies.
Oh, well, that might be a good kind of fear, right? That might be the holy fear that's like, that's not going to be a wise choice. Any things in your life that you're like, I think I might have missed out on that because it was good, but I was too scared to do it. Even when you were younger.
Jumping off black rocks.
Okay, so for those of you who might not know, black rocks are these cliffs, right, that go into Lake Superior, and they're pretty high, and it takes a little bit of courage to jump off something really high into really cold water. And so when you were little...
I couldn't do it.
Right, because what did fear try to take from you? It took that adventure, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was fear telling your head? Do you remember?
You can't do it. This is way too cold. This is way too high. You can't do it. You're too little.
Yep, yep. And so have you jumped off black rocks now?
Yes.
Right. And so how did you overcome that fear?
By just not thinking about it and just jump.
Yeah. You're like, hey, fear, you don't get to have a voice in my head. Right? You're like, mm-hmm. No. No one invited you to the party, fear. Shh. And then you just jumped. And then what did you find when you jumped off? Was it too cold? Was it too high? Were you too little?
No.
No. Right? All those things are kind of probably the opposite. Because here's the secret. Usually fear speaks the opposite because it lies to us, right? And fear, mm-hmm. fear tries to take things from our story because it lies to us and it tries to distract us. And so imagine that the shepherds, they missed the good news of Jesus because they were so scared of the angels. But imagine too that they were too scared to go and find the baby Jesus because that's what they go and they do, right? The shepherds, they move towards Jesus. And so my hope for us is that we continue to move towards Jesus. And then even today, that we would begin to see, what is fear trying to play in my story, right? What is it trying to take from me? And how can I embrace this adventure of Christmas and make sure that I'm moving towards Jesus all along the way? Bentley, will you close us in prayer today?
Mm-hmm. Dear God, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for bringing your only son to the world. Mm. And thank you for sending the angels out to warn those shepherds. And thank you that you let the shepherds calm down. Mm. And amen.
Amen. Yes, they got to burn up the night. Those angels did. All right, Mr. Bentley, would you just close by wishing our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas!